Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon. Dropped it in. Simon here. it's Wednesday, the 28th of April, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. I'm paused, so you can't hear what I'm saying. No, I'm not. I'm not paused. It just says pause on the front of on the audio boo because that's what that button would do if I was to press it. It would pause. Oh my god, how disorganised am I today? I think I should just abandon this audio boo. It's going to be a disaster. Well, let's press on anyway. Haven't seen any audio boos from Andy or Ruth for a few days. That's a bit of a shame. But something occurred to me. I forgot to ask Andy, actually, of his last audio boo. I forgot to ask him something. From Ruth as well, I'd like to hear from Ruth how her glucose tolerance test went. She's put some updates on Twitter or Facebook or something. But I'd like to hear in her own words, with my own ears, how it went. But anyway, yeah, Andy, you mentioned that you're getting a hip on your girlfriend's flat, which is part of the process of selling your girlfriend's flat. But you've already put in an offer for a house because you've then now been requesting the mortgage. So you've already bought the house, you've already committed to buying the house, and yet you seem to be thinking that the flat is going to, you're going to sell the flat first and then move into rented accommodation before you get to move into the house. So this is probably going to be sound like a very naive question. What? Why on earth would the house take longer to buy than the flat will to sell? Because you've already partway through the buying process of the house, and the selling process you've only just started because you're only just doing the hip now. And the hip takes a while to produce, and then you've got to market the property, and then you've got to recognise that the price you're asking is 50 grand higher than it's supposed to, than the market will bear, and you'll hold out for 6 months, and then your estate agent will say, well, sorry, I think we need to drop the price by 25 grand, and then you'll say, oh, fuck him, I'm going to go to another estate agent, and then you'll spend another 6 months on the market at that price with another estate agent, and then eventually you'll realise that you need to drop the price because it isn't 2007 anymore, and it's going to take ages to sell the flat, isn't it? I don't understand why you think that the flat's going to sell really quickly and then you're going to be renting. Or is it this house you're buying, you know that it's not going to be vacated for a year or something, and that's why? I don't get it. I'm probably being completely naive about this. I don't know. This is my first time being a homeowner, so I don't really know what it's like and what it feels like to be a homeowner and to sell, so I don't really know what's going on. I suppose cynically I get the impression that people that have a property to sell, they assume that it's going to sell really quickly because they assume that someone's going to want their house or flat. I don't know, it just seems that they come across presumptive that they should expect a really high price and that someone's going to bite their arm off to get it, buy it off them as soon as possible. Maybe the people that buy the flat will have a chain behind them. I don't know. I mean, why have you already put an offer in for a house that when you haven't even started marketing the flat? I don't get it. Okay, I'm very confused. I'm probably very naive. I'm going to sign off now before I embarrass myself any further, and I look forward to hearing Andy's answers. Toodle pip, or toodle boo. Now would be a good time for me to hit that pause.